Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, Fan Phenom is going to be going on this week. You have four opportunities. That is going to be this Thursday, next Thursday, and the following two Thursdays. We will be at different Jakes throughout DFW. We will tell you every week which one's coming up. And you got to get out there for it. This Wednesday, Friday night, that's tomorrow, we're going to be out at the Globe for the Rangers-Yankees game, setting things up there. And then on Friday, we'll be at Jake's off of Marsh Lane in Dallas. I think it's Marsh and Walnut Hill, so you want to be over there hanging out with us. You have some great burgers, have some great drinks. Mm-hmm. It's always a good time at Jake's. Kyren Williams just got paid, Alec. Is that what we're hearing here?
Yeah, Ian Rappaport has the story that Kyren Williams, after a Pro Bowl appearance, he's getting a three-year deal, $33 million, $23 million guaranteed at signing. And I just got to put a little feather in my cap because I drafted him high in fantasy in our fan league last year, and everybody called that a tricky pick, a controversial pick, and it worked out very well. The man got paid for a reason.
People just hating on you is all that was.
Yeah, it happens a lot, apparently, especially on your show.
Do we hate on you?
Your producers do, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's true. Dylon did say that of all the people he could beat up here at the station, of all the producers he could beat up, he called out Alec Medford.
Wow. That seems unnecessary.
Well, I mean, look, we like to rabble-rouse at night.
Alec's jacked now.
Okay.
So kind of.
And Dylon, I mean, Dylon's skinnier than Carter.
Yeah?
Yeah. In fact, I think Carter could kick Dylon's ass.
Okay, all right. And, you know,
Carter
has ginger rage.
Oh.
So that's something that he can also
ginger rage
dip
is
into.
Real.
I've seen it before.
100%.
There was a day where something was going on back there, I was giving him a hard time, and I saw his face turn as red as this note as your notebook, and then he flipped me off. Now, a couple days later, he apologized.
Hit you with the keyboard.
It took two days for him to calm down after that.
Just one angry looking beat.
Ginger rage and old man strength you don't want to mess with. Those are two things you don't want to mess with.
I'm here for it.
Congratulations to Kyren Williams. He'll be practicing joint practice with the Cowboys today, and they'll be playing Saturday right here on 105.3 The Fan as they get the preseason started there. Now, Micah Parsons, this discussion we've kind of gone through. Hey, where do we feel? I think most of us feel like, and Mickey talking this morning, this is placating. This is kind of, it's part of the show. He's playing part of it. Now, it is a little bit of a match back and forth. It's part of negotiations.
Yeah. You know,
we've seen this on smaller levels in a lot of different areas. And every year it seems like we see this with Jerry Jones. But let's go through the practice of it all, too. If something was to happen, if they said, all right, we are finally at a point where we can no longer do this, what are some places, some trade partners that might be options for the Cowboys?
He'd look good in a Chiefs uniform. I'll tell you that much right now.
Okay. Mm. Is that you? You grew up a Chiefs fan?
In case y'all didn't know,
okay.
I am a Chiefs fan for A1 from day one.
Okay.
I'm 44 years old. I grew up in Topeka, Kansas, which is, 50 minutes from Kansas City.
You went through all the bad.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I grew up on Marty Schottenheimer. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I asked Brian Schottenheimer a question, I'm coming at it from a place of, like, bro, I've been there.
Heart, yeah, you care.
I know. I mean, I grew up when... I mean, I was there for Steve DeBerg. I had the Christian Okoye Nigerian nightmare with the Freddie glove poster in my room. All right, so yeah, don't call me a bandwagoner. I've been through. I've been through the Brody Croyles, the Brock Hewards, the Tyler Thigpens. Okay, Matt Cassel. All right.
You had the Dante Halls, though.
I was there for old boy shooting himself in the parking lot.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, I remember that,
yeah,
too.
We tend to gloss over that for good reason. All right.
One of my favorite players of all time is Derek Thomas, by the way. That's like one of my favorite. I always loved his style of the way he played. One of my favorite players.
Impregnated half of Kansas City.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But now that I do, doesn't change
Sean
anything.
Sean Kemp of the NFL.
On the field, he was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, he had to keep playing.
I didn't see, like, back then, I wasn't getting a Kansas City star. You know, I was here in Dallas getting
great
more
newspaper,
news.
Great newspaper, though.
Yeah.
Great newspaper, though.
Yeah, a lot of great writers coming out of that one, for sure.
They did. You know, Jeff Passan's from there.
Yes, that is true.
Wright Thompson.
The first team on NFL.com's list is the Buffalo Bills. They don't have the cap space to make this deal happen.
Right.
And they would have to kind of go through a lot of different hoops to get to that place. They also pick at the back end of the draft pretty much every year because they're trying to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the last game of the year.
Got a pretty good quarterback.
They do have a good quarterback. I would, if Micah was to go somewhere, I'd be like, hey, that's a great, great place for you to be. I just wouldn't see that place happening.
Yeah, you'd have to give up two. I mean, they'd have to give up a lot.
NFL.com suggests the Carolina Panthers. They allowed the most points in the NFL last season, 534, and they need some defense. They needed everything, right? Like, they went through, they were a bad team, and they're trying to make this first-round pick quarterback look good, and they were like, we still don't have any talent around us.
That's one of those you're just trying to stick it to, Mike, if you made a trade like that.
You think
that.
So? Yeah. Hey,
Carolina. Who end cares up about Carolina?
This one is interesting. The Chicago Bears. The price tag for Parsons, we've discussed this. Two firsts is where it starts. Like, it doesn't, and that's where it starts.
I mean, do they even have first round picks left?
I don't think they do.
That's right. They took all of Carolina's. Never mind. Yeah.
They could scrounge together the draft picks if they wanted to, but it would be one of those where, all right, this is the team now. Like, they don't have any other options after
that. Okay, but let me ask you this.
You send him there, you're sending him to the right place for him.
Well, for him, yes, but I wonder from a Chicago standpoint, do you have buyer's remorse because of the Khalil Mack deal?
That's a good question.
You know, you tried that once before,
but that was kind of a bargain for them. Like, that ended up being actually pretty good.
Oh, for Khalil Mack?
Like, it ended up being the Raiders.
I mean, you didn't win anything, but you know. And again, and to your point, you talked about it during crosstalk this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby. You know, does a DN put you over the top?
The best defensive end in the league right now is Myles Garrett. He's never going to get to the Super Bowl.
No. Well, not with Cleveland.
Not with that team.
Not with Cleveland, unless he's a trade deadline target somewhere.
The next team on this list, the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
And that would make sense. They actually have the picks to be able to pull this off, but because of the Travis Hunter trade. So now they have the ability to do this immediately. But for a team possibly turning a young quarterback this year, it wouldn't be great for him. No. But, again, Cowboys could be an option there. And then the Las Vegas Raiders are an option as well. You see him next to Max Crosby, across from Max Crosby. We talked about this yesterday. We don't think that the Raiders are a good team. But they have a good head coach.
They do.
A reasonable quarterback.
You saw TB12 out there, too.
Yes, you did.
Isn't that a weird situation, though?
What?
Like, and you know, we kind of glossed over it last year because we're like, all right, we kind of wanted to see what Tom Brady was going to be like in the booth. He's an NFL owner who's actively participating with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's out there at training camp.
But they have rules. He can't go be parts of some of these meetings.
And I think that's and you can tell.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yes, you can.
And look, and don't be wrong. I mean, look, Tom Brady, I'm a Tom Brady guy. I love me some Tom Brady. But you can tell in his breakdowns, like, you know, you get stuff, and look, I like Greg Olsen. I don't think Greg Olsen's the end all be all like everybody else does.
I think Greg Olsen's great.
I do too, but I mean, people make it out like this dude's John Madden or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yes, he's good, but let's stop pretending like he's, you know, the greatest color commentator of
I think
all
he's
time.
Better than Brady.
Well, yeah, of course he should be better than Brady.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not Tom Brady.
No, that's true.
Okay.
And I also mean, he says important instead of important, you know, and that's always freaked me out. Just
who says
bit.
That Greg Olsen does?
Yeah, it's important. Listen,
is
next
that
time.
An East Coast thing? I feel like there's certain phrases and words
and
that
letters
are,
that just go missing.
They're like, T's are important, ladies and gentlemen. take that however you want to.
The Buccaneers. Buccaneers are also an option. And then the final one, NFL.com has the Washington Commanders. There's no way. Right? No way.
I mean, the price is double. I'd want four first-round picks.
I'd be interested to see what they get from. So you're saying within the division immediately the price goes up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No matter what?
I'm going to fleece you and you want Micah? Great. I want four first-round picks.
And you know what, though? When you have a team like they have right now, it might be worth it. You might be looking at your team going, we're young in a lot of different areas. I know we might get something for Terry McLaurin that could help balance this out. Which I personally think they should keep Terry McLaurin anyway, but that's a different story. We're very young in a lot of different positions. We're set for the future.
Yeah.
Now I know they added Von Miller, and he's now at the top of their depth chart.
Our age.
And that would be, like, Dan Quinn would love to have the player that he brought into the system and knows how to use and all those things.
Oh,
and knows how
Mike
to,
is eaten that in would be Washington. It. But, again, you're basically, at that point, you're going Los Angeles Rams. We don't care about a first-round pick for the next half decade.
F them picks.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it got him a Super Bowl.
Yeah. This was brought up by your friend Mike Florio.
Yeah.
Who you took shots at yesterday, and I appreciate that.
I did. Horrible choice. Good lawyer, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I do like this question.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones has been negotiating directly with players who are represented by agents.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing this for years.
Long time.
This ignores the letter and the spirit of the collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
He's done this before, and he's been unchecked by the NFLPA.
Well, he's stopping Jerry.
The NFLPA, should they step in, or is this beneficial to the NFLPA because they know that Jerry Jones is going to eventually cave in on these, on whatever it is anyway, and it helps them set the market. As long as he's doing that, nobody else is in there getting in the way of this turning into, because Jerry said this yesterday, yeah. I work on these significant deals. Steven takes care of the BS.
Absolutely.
I work on the significant deals.
Is Dak mad that Jerry negotiated his deal?
No.
Is CeeDee Lamb upset that Jerry negotiated his deal?
Is Zeke?
No.
None of those guys are.
Cowboy fans are, right? But it's the same. I mean, if any owner would overpay the way Jerry does, and really the only one we're, I mean, let's be honest, okay? Yeah, you gave Zeke a deal too early. But CeeDee Lamb was was market appropriate. All right. I mean, let's be real. If we're getting into the nitty gritty here, outside of the consternation and the football field aspect of it, okay, you should have never given Dak $60 million.
True.
Okay. Period. End of story. That was a dumb deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could have waited, let him play it out, and then going into this season would have been a night and day different. Now, could you imagine him negotiating Micah and Dak this season? I mean, heads would have exploded. Yeah. Seriously. I mean, and of course, we'd have content. I mean, hell, we might knock off Infinity Network overnight and just do more Cowboys contract talk.
We'd never talk football, just contracts.
Just contracts. Seriously, it'd be Joel Corey all, by the way, what, tomorrow morning on tomorrow. 8 o'clock with the morning show.
Nice work.
That said, no one has an issue with the CeeDee Lamb deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're upset because it took a little too long. But ultimately, no one's complaining about it. It's market appropriate.
It was frustrating that the early part of the season, CD says that he had problems being ready for the season because of it. Yeah.
And that's the thing. And that's the part we worry about. Because the Micah deal, and for all intents and purposes, is going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we're having fun with this trade proposal stuff.
Yeah.
But you, me, Alec Carter, and everybody listening here today to 105.3 The Fan.
We know where it's going to land.
You know as well as all of us. Micah Parsons will be a Dallas Cowboy for the next 5 or 6 years. And he's going to get paid anywhere from $160 to $200 million guaranteed. We're going to quibble over this. They're going to kumbaya when it's all said and done. And the $1 million, or maybe in this question, or in this case, $200 million question is going to be, will it get done before September 4th against the Philadelphia Eagles? And then the longer standing repercussion of all this is, okay, let's say it doesn't. And it does get done right before that. You're not playing him against the Eagles. And then, okay, then he needs to get back in shape because even though he's there at camp, it's not like he's doing anything football-wise. Then it's going to take him 2 or 3 weeks to get into football shape.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the stuff that, again, I've talked about this. I talked about this with G-Bag yesterday. That is my biggest frustration and irritation with all of this, is that valuable football time is being missed out.
You're going to get two quarters of great production out of him before he tweaks
a hammy.
I'm exhausted, and I need to be on the sideline for half of this quarter as well. I'm fascinated that the Players Association and the league haven't stepped in and said, Jerry, you can't do this anymore.
Right. No,
but as you said, nobody messes with Jerry. They're like, he does his own thing.
What? He's overpaying people?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Everybody seems to be okay with that.